His holiness is a moral purity that is stunning even to the angels. And the interesting thing is, it's stunning to sinless beings. You know, sometimes we think God's holiness would only be stunning to sinful beings, like Isaiah's a sinful being. And so he's basically saying in Isaiah 6, Lord, I'm unworthy to even come into your presence, and the whole thing about the coal to the lips to, you know, to purify him. But these angels are 100% sinless. They are absolutely pure, and they are crying out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, and the whole earth is full of his glory. And they're calling that out to one another. What's interesting is that in Isaiah 6, that the holiness of God in verse 3 is not something they're saying to God. They're not saying, Lord, you are holy. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord Almighty. It says in verse 3, they were calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. In other words, they were declaring to each other as creatures, not fallen creatures, but creatures, how amazing God's holiness is. You know, so it isn't only that they were, you could say, praising God for his holiness. They were praising God to each other for his holiness. They were giving him credit and praise and glory for his character. And then it says, at the sound of their voices, the doorposts and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. And that, what's interesting there is that shows how powerful these beings are. These are extremely powerful beings. Who, verse 4, which follows verse 3, the holy, holy, holy verse. But, you know, you would think, well, okay, if we saw these beings, and at the sound of their voices, not of God's voice, but the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds of heaven shook, and the temple in heaven was filled with smoke. That's in response to them. And they are totally secondary in their level of holiness. You know, it's a derivative holiness. God's holiness is absolute, independent, in and of himself, has no source other than himself. He is self-existent. I am. You know, he didn't get his holiness from somewhere, but they did get their holiness from somewhere. They got it from him. And so their secondary holiness is enough to shake the doorposts and the thresholds of heaven itself. And then when it says the temple was filled with smoke, it would appear that somehow that's in relationship to them. Now, I mean, you can usually look at it. If you just look at it and said the doorposts and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke, you'd think, well, that's because God's there. And maybe the smoke refers to the presence of God, or maybe it's that secondary holiness of the angels. But certainly we know that the doorposts and the threshold shook at the angels' voices, at the sound of their voices. So here you have the, you know, and that's why you see in Scripture, every time an angel appears to someone, virtually every time, they say, do not fear. And there's a reason they say, do not fear. It's because on seeing an angel, you would immediately drop to your face in utter fear, whether you're the shepherds the angels appearing to, whether you're Joseph, whether you're Mary, whether you're Joshua, or, you know, whoever it is. Do not fear is said because you would naturally be terrified, which is completely different than people, the way they think of angels today, they think of angels as cute little cherubs, like little baby-faced, you know, creatures from Valentine's Day or something. But again, these creatures who are so much more powerful and great and holy than anything we can imagine, they are overwhelmed at the greater infinite holiness of God.